Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And back to the phones, and Fred in Richmond has been patient. Fred, thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm just a Warrior fan, man. At this point, man, I'm just trying to enjoy the last of this Don Breed with Steph and Dre. I wish it could have been Clay also, but at the end of the day, Steve Kerr must have thought Przemski was a little better than Clay Thompson. Man, all your calls prior to my call, man, them dudes are ridiculous. They talking about Steph Curry turnovers. Do y'all know Steph Curry was turning the ball over with four championships?
Yep.
Them same seasons, he won multiple MVPs, he was still turning the ball over. They got to remember, Steph is almost 40 years old. He's about to be 38 in March of next year. Come on, y'all. Let's just enjoy it. With the Kuminga situation, he got to go because that agent of his, he's a loser. You don't do things like that during the game. Like, be professional. Like, he's trying to get money like the Wagner brother out there in Orlando. You're not him. We don't know what you are. Just play basketball at this point, because he's going to understand when he does go to another team, wherever that is. I hope it's Utah, but wherever it is, he's going to understand that he had a real great team in the Bay Area, and he's going to regret it. Thanks for having me on, y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Fred, thank you. It's a good call. I don't know if Jonathan will regret it. Maybe he'll love it. I don't want him to not enjoy his career, and if he wants that to be somewhere else, that's fine. I think the point about the agent, though, is a good one, and I want to remind everybody that when we came out of the summer with all of the screaming and yelling about Jonathan Kuminga, the face of the forever Golden State Warriors franchise said one thing and one thing only. He said, I don't have any problem with whatever Jonathan's doing to negotiate his new deal. These things can be hard. I did not like what his agent did. And I told Jonathan that, and I said, don't let him go out there and speak for you. So that's what Steph Curry said. So I'm going to accept that as gospel. I agree with what Fred said. Aaron Turner obviously has come on this station. He came on for a really, really long time.
Yep.
I don't think that this is helping Jonathan's situation to have Aaron in the stands basically picking fights with Steve Kerr. Whether you agree with him or not is not even my point.
Yeah, the tweet was launched at 10:36, so I think the game was already over, just in all fairness.
It was a few minutes after the game ended.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, whatever. But, like, that's...
Yeah, just a point of, like, accuracy. Yeah.
No, he is reacting directly to the fact that Jonathan did not play in the fourth quarter. That's what the tweet was.
I mean, we're assuming.
No, because
the tweet is, what are we doing out here, facepalm?
Right, and read the thing that he retweeted moments later.
Yep, from Cyrus Sotsis.
Whoever the hell that is.
I used to work with him at another station here in town.
All right.
About, maybe 20 years ago now?
Okay.
And he...
I don't know Cyrus, but what did Cyrus say that Aaron Turner decided was retweet worthy?
I'd have to look. JK was a huge part of that comeback. Kerr rewards him with a 4Q benching. Warriors trail by 4 with 3:56 to go. Facepalm.
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 Retweet.
retweet.
This is not a good thing.
34 other people retweeted it.
I don't care who.
In fairness,
he cannot be that guy.
I don't care who what you support here. That's not good for Warrior basketball. We don't need the agents of the players immediately after a game criticizing the organization like on behalf of their player.
The retweet actually happened with 4 minutes to go, and then 17 minutes later, the agent put out his own tweet. So
they both ended with facepalm.
Well, Cyrus's initial tweet came out earlier.
Correct. With
Aaron
4 minutes
Turner
left.
Retweeted after he put his initial tweet
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
We got the tweet timeline.
I have Kuminga's agent's tweet notifications turned on.
Yeah.
I got you covered.
How do you feel about that?
I want to turn them off.
On January 16th, you can.
I wouldn't have even known. Like, Grandy, he texted this to us. I was in the car on the way home from the game. And I'm like, oh, great. Yeah.
I woke up to about 18 texts from the three of you. And I was like, oh, boy. I mean, because that game ended and it was boop. I was tired.
You're like, did Aaron Judge sign with the Giants again?
Right.
What happened?
Did John Heyman spell Aaron Judge wrong again? Arson Turner?
The Giants did sign they signed a reliever today. Sam Hentschess.
I like the player.
Yeah, he was good. But he didn't miss last year with an injury.
Of course. It's the knot stove, totally.
Yeah. All right. Nick in Berkeley. Hi, Nick. What are you doing?
I'm just wondering why we have so many guards on our team and we got a team that's small. I mean, what is it, a 6 foot and under league at Mosswood back in the day? What's going on, man? Dunleavy, what are you doing? Like, we need taller players, bro. We need some athleticism. Like, we got so many guards out there, man, it's ridiculous. Like, I understand, you know, like, we run and gun, but, like, you know, there are some big guys that can run and gun, too. And we need to get some, like, you know, if we are getting some guards, we need some, like, middle school Michael Cooper type guards. We need some guys that are long and lean and that can shoot and actually, you know, cover some ground playing defense, man. You know, we're a little light inside. We got to get, you know, at least we can get in there and hack hard and knock a couple guys to the floor here and there and get hard fouls instead of getting ran over all the time like we're getting ran over, man. It's like, come on, Dunleavy. Like, man, how many guards do you want on the team, bro? Like, you know, it doesn't take a rocket science. We're not flying to Mars. It's a basketball team. And as far as, you know, Kuminga and his agent, man, ship both of them out right now, man. I'm tired of hearing his whining. I'm tired of hearing his agents whining. I mean, they make a lot of money doing what they do, man. Stop your crying. People are out here, you know, making $25,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year, and then they're struggling to support their family, and you cats are sitting up there whining on the side of the court like grown kids, man. We don't need no grown children on the Warriors no more. You know what I mean? And we don't need, you know, players jumping in the face of fans or none of that, man. It's all a big distraction. Curry don't even like none of that, man. I'm telling you right now. He probably don't say none, but he don't like it either. So, I mean, we're not trying to, you know, I mean, if we're actually trying to back Stephen Curry up for him being like the most prolific player in NBA history, maybe, and we're trying to get him another ring, then why are we not doing the things that need to be done to get him that ring, man? And I'm just saying, all these distractions, we've had nothing but distractions, you know what I mean? And Kerr, you know, he's just coaching, he just likes to coach, he's not really, you know, like, it's not really his job. The owner and the GM got to, you know, put their foot down and be like, man, if you don't like it, raise your hand and we'll ship you out. And that's how it should be. Some of these players be acting like, oh, it's well, we're so privileged to have you on our team. No, you're lucky to be playing a kid's game and getting paid millions of dollars. Go out there and ball out. Do your whining to your family on the side or whatever you do your whining to. But, you know, just, you don't put out in public like that, man. It's on all these distractions is too much, man. Yep. Just win. Yep. Go out there and win. Just play basketball.
Nick, thank you. Appreciate it. I've never done cocaine. I feel like Nick's calls are verbal cocaine.
Not quite, but... I mean, he's
I don't know what it's like, but
it's more
just,
double espresso.
Okay, like, yeah, there's a lot. It's like, I just feel stressed at the end of it, and there wasn't anything stressful said. But
I liked it. There was a lot of good takes.
I didn't not like it, but it just feels a little bit, there's a lot going on.
It's a little frenetic, yeah, for sure. You. And the one thing about it, though, is the whole idea of the off season. Everybody wanted them to just go out and find a 7-footer who can shoot it and defend and rebound. And
not
that I don't
easy
know,
to find, yeah.
Right, those people don't really exist. And the fact that Mike Dunleavy's in love with guards, I don't know what wing player is out there. And you've got wing players, and you hope that Moody can be good, and you hope that Kuminga can be a good wing player. But This team is always going to be built around Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And so when you look for players who can work with Steph Curry, that is a certain archetype of basketball player. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There aren't that many people who can actually come in and do that.
It's not, it's not, especially with your financial constraints, because you have two players making over $50 million a year. Now, his point about Kuminga's agent, I do want to say one more thing about this and why yesterday for me was a line of demarcation. This is a problem, okay? If you as an agent are representing your client in the middle of a contentious contract negotiation and you do an hour and a half on the radio and another hour on TV, I get it. I don't have to like it, but I understand that you're trying to advocate for your client, because your job as the agent is to get that client as much money and the best contract possible. So, okay, Aaron, but that job's done now. Now you're just a dude in the stands.
But the job's not done now.
No, the job is done for the moment. There's no contract negotiation for at least a year and a half. And now all you're doing is being a problem. That's it.
Well, you're trying to provoke the exodus in 6 weeks. That's what you're trying to do.
That is very, very disadvantageous for the Golden State Warriors.
It's toxic, and it could be risky for the client, but maybe that's what the client wants.
Well, then that's a completely different problem, by the way. But that's all. Like, remember when Ayesha Curry accused the league of being rigged? Has she tweeted again?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jonathan, it's time to have that talk. No more tweeting about Warrior basketball from Aaron Turner. If I'm Jonathan Kuminga, that would be the right thing to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.